Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. There are some moments in your life that you will never forget where you were when it happened, right? So it might be something tragic like September 11th, 2001, when President Kennedy was assassinated, or it could be something really, really good, the birth of a child or a grandchild. For me, my day, the first one that I can remember, is Super Bowl Sunday, 1989. I was a junior in high school. I was 16, almost 17, and we were doing a Super Bowl pancake breakfast at church, right? And it was an old-style church where there's like the church basement, you know, where the church ladies always hung out. And I had been downstairs, and I came upstairs to get ready for worship, and I was sitting in the pew. I was in the third pew back, and I watched the pastor come up to the altar, and he was making sure that everything was ready for communion. And all of a sudden, it was like a baseball bat hit me up alongside the head, and I heard a voice literally in my brain say, "You're going to do that someday." I'm like, "What, get the altar ready?" He says, "No. You're going to be a pastor." Now, I had never even thought of professional ministry as a career. You know, it was still in the time where female pastors were really rare. I don't even think I had met one up to that point in my life. And here I was. I felt this strong call. I no longer wanted to be a journalist. I didn't want to be a vet anymore. I knew that I was going to be a pastor at 16, which, let me tell you, does not make you the coolest kid in high school. No. But from that moment on, that's the path that I knew I was going to take. We all have calls in our lives. Maybe it was a call where you just knew you were going to be a teacher. And let me tell you, after spending a week with 250 fifth grade kids, teaching is a call, y'all. Amen? You couldn't do it if you were faking it. You have to really love kids, and you have to be passionate about hanging out with them and being with them and leading them. We all have calls in our lives. It doesn't always have to be something big or huge. In the text for today, Philip is walking, and he gets these nudges from the Holy Spirit. He gets these nudges like, go here. Go to this chariot. And did you notice that with every nudge from the Holy Spirit that Philip got, the Holy Spirit only told him the next step, right? The next step. And I think that's how it works for most of us in our lives. We only know the next step to take. Because what if the Holy Spirit had started out and said, "All right, Philip, you see this eunuch? All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to go talk to him. You're going to go explain the scriptures, and you're going to baptize him." What do you think Philip's response would have been? "Well, there's no way I can do that. There's no way." But we take the next step. We do the next right thing, and God continues to guide us, to lead us, and sometimes, yes, push us when we don't necessarily want to go in a direction. It's challenging to be responsive, because we want to do our own thing, right? Do you want to get up at 7 in the morning and go to work? Not necessarily. Do you want to go hang out with a bunch of kids with things coming from their heads in the middle of winter? Not necessarily. But we do it. We do the next right thing. Now, if you test me on this when you go out to your cars this afternoon, or today, I'm not going to preach until the afternoon. Test this. When you get in your car and you turn it on, try and move your steering wheel. It's hard, isn't it? Because you're still. But when you're driving, it doesn't take much effort to turn it, does it? Because the car is in motion. Our challenge as Christians is just to stay in motion, to come to worship, to pray, to spend time in Scripture, to fill our hearts and minds with that is good and pleasing to God, to do things and not just stay in one place. Because then God can steer us easier than if we're just sitting there. I mean, I was joking with the Finazzo family, the wonderful Finazzo family, about the girls coming home from college in May. I said, oh, so you're just going to, like, hang out on your couches all day, all summer, and not do anything? Dr. Finazzo was like, no, they're not. I think one of them said, we get about 3 days, and then it's back to work. As tempting as it is for us as Christians to just want to stay in one spot and not do anything, God calls us to keep in motion, to keep moving so that we are more easily steered. We may not know the whole picture of what God is calling us to do. You know, we get these prompts. Sandy is a great example. You know, when Pastor John was here in the fall, and you had a prompt from the Holy Spirit. What else do you need? How can we help you? And 250 coats later, here we are. We never know what the next thing is going to be. We don't need to know, because God knows. And God will never lead us in the wrong direction. My friends, I am thrilled to be on this journey with all of you. I'm so excited as we continue to move through Lent, as we continue to stay in motion as a family of faith into the future that God is preparing for us. Amen. Would you please stand as you are able and join in singing?